This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Thursday, November 19, 2009. The Gate of Heaven. The scripture is Genesis 28, verse 17. This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Throughout the ages, people have worked hard to build mountain-like temples, believing that at such heights, heaven and earth meet and people can visit with their gods. God offered his opinion of such plans by stopping the work at Babel. Years later, Jacob slept in what he thought was an ordinary place, with a stone for a pillow. Dreaming of a ladder connecting earth to heaven, he saw heavenly messengers descending and ascending. Heaven and earth were connected. Heaven can come down to earth, but earth cannot ascend to heaven, unless heaven itself make it possible by providing a door. That night, Jacob learned that God himself opened such a door. Because he had slept at heaven's gate, Jacob called it Bethel, which means house of God. At that gate, God promised to be close to Jacob and his descendants. Jesus Christ said, "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved." Jesus is heaven's only gate. Through him alone we can enter the house of God. People try to get close to God by themselves, as they did at Babel. But all the sweat and tears they invest by their own efforts lead to dead ends. We don't have to worry about getting near to God. Through Jesus, God has come to us. Believe it.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.